Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
For the last week, I've just really, really been soaking on in the scriptures about the heart. And I'm just amazed. If you, I did a word search on the heart, and it's in actually in the Bible like 723 times.
Wow.
So you think that's probably something really significant you might want to pay attention to.
I don't think so.
You know, and I'm just studying it, I'm just reading, I'm just slowly just going through all the different scriptures that talks about the heart, and this one really just leaped out at me. And it's in Proverbs 4, verse 23, I think. It says, and I'm going to read the New Living Translation because it really puts it into a great perspective. And it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
Wow.
Guard it above all else. Everything. Because it determines the course of your life. Just think about that. I mean, that's a pretty significant statement right there.
I think so.
And, I mean, the whole point of our existence is, you know, God is wanting our hearts. You know, he's wanting that relationship with us, and he's wanting us to, you know, reach out to others and show them that same love that he has for us.
Yeah.
And if we don't take care of our heart, you know, especially as believers, you know, it gets easily corrupted. I mean, you've got to, I mean, and there's, and I was thinking about, well, how do you guard your heart? I was just meditating on that. You think about the different gateways that we have.
Yeah.
You know, with your eyes.
Yeah.
Your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts, your thought life. I just kind of soaked on that for a little while. And you're just thinking about, okay, I'll look at all the stuff that we're bombarded daily on a daily basis with media and TV and just
it's in
on
the
and
environment.
On. It's everywhere.
America's one big, giant sludge river of just filth. I mean, it's just everywhere you go.
It's everywhere. I mean, so you've literally got to put this, I mean, you got to be so careful. You know, and I got, I'm thinking, well, is there anything else? What else do we have to guard our hearts against? And there's many things, but one thing God revealed to me is, you know, we've got to guard ourselves against just the outside influences, you know, like being offended, getting offended by people, you know, rough circumstance, things happening to you that you can, that cause you to even have, get offended towards God. It's like, why are you letting this happen to me?
Right.
So you've got to guard your heart against that. And
what you're saying is like you need to guard your heart from evil.
Yeah.
So you need to protect it. But at the same time, you need to keep your heart open and exposed to what God wants to do.
Exactly. And,
you know, it what you're saying is really interesting because, you know, the Pharisees in Mark 7, we're talking about to Jesus, why do your disciples don't ceremonially wash their hands before they eat? And they were so concerned about this washing of the hands thing, you know what I mean? Jesus is like, listen, it's not what comes into the mouth that makes a man clean, but it's what comes out of the mouth. It's what out comes out of the mouth. And you think about it, he goes on in verse 20, he says, what comes out of the mouth, what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean, for from within, out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
Yeah, so good. I was also reading in Jeremiah. He talks about how the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? The Lord searches the heart and examines the mind to reward a man according to his conduct and according to what his deeds deserve. So I mean, even there, you see that it's, you know, if it's not steered in the right direction, I mean, it's incapable of anything.
Absolutely.
Anything. You know, that's why we've got to be careful, you know, how we guard and protect it. And in Ezekiel, it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
Mm.
And I was just like, God, Lord, give me your heart.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things our hearts can want and desire right. that it's not necessarily what God wants.
Right. And aren't you amazed that that how many times we're, you know, you can be duped or people just don't know that because the scripture that you said in Proverbs 4:23, the NIV says that it is a wellspring of life. That means it's a source of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that they walk around with an unprotected source of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take responsibility and guard it because let me tell you something. Garbage in.
Garbage out.
That's right. But the same is true that good things, good out. Because the Bible says that out mm-hmm. of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
The good man brings a good thing stored up in him, and the evil man brings the evil thing stored up in him. And the thing is, what is storing in your heart?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What are you allowing in those gates that you were talking about, Pat? Mm-hmm. Your eyes, your ears.
Mm-hmm.
What's running through your mind?
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah, you're right. It's just, we just can't be so flippant and thinking, ah, that doesn't bother me. That, you know, that's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that it just begins to put a veil over you that gets just thicker and thicker and thicker. And it's to the point you're just totally deceived, thinking mm-hmm. you know, everything's, you know, nothing matters. You know, I can just live the way I want to.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
then when you're totally dead wrong.
It's you like before we talked about the slow fade.
Yep.
Exactly. You wouldn't drink out of a cesspool of water.
Mm-mm.
Because the source of the water is filthy. The truth is that I love the scripture in Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.